Andy, how's your team regrouped after the 11 days off and after the tough loss?
In the NFL, you put those things away. I mean, it's early in the season. You learn from it, and you move on. So I think they've done a good job with that part. They understand the challenge of playing Green Bay and what a good football team they are. So,
why is Justin Houston so effective?
Well, he's a good football player, and he works extremely hard. That's not something that just comes easy. I mean, he spends a tremendous amount of time working at his job, as most of the great ones do. So,
you don't move him around, or at least it looks like you haven't moved him around a ton this year, leaving him on one side. Is that just a comfort thing for him, or do you think he's more effective on that side?
Well, until this week. I mean, yeah, we'll probably move him around a little bit this week.
Duke, have you seen teams kind of put the bullseye on him? And is it still impressive that he's been able to pile up a bunch of sacks regardless?
Well, you know, he drops quite a little bit too, and then you've got Tomba on the other side. So, I mean, you can double him, but then you got the other guy you got to deal with. So,
Andy, how's your working relationship with John grown over the last couple of years?
Well, I mean, you guys know him. I mean, if you don't like John Dorsey, there's something wrong with you. I mean, he's easy to get along with that way, and he works very hard at what he does, and you know, he's always going to beat the bushes to bring in good players and do it the right way. And so, you know, that's how he rolls. He hasn't changed from the day I've known him till now, as far as that goes.
Andy, in the same vein, with Doug as your OC, what do you think of the job he's done there? And did you see that potential in him, you know, when you worked with him as a player?
Well, I know that Brett listened to him, and he had a good way with Brett. And you could see that if he chose to be a coach, he probably have a pretty good future at it, just by the way he handled himself. And so that's the direction he went. He had a successful high school program that he started, and then wanted to get in the NFL, and I happened to have a position there, so in Philadelphia, and was able to bring him in. I would tell you that he's probably one of the guys that has, you know, a chance to become a head coach in this league. I think he'd be very good at that, just by the way he handles himself.
Andy, did you enjoy the Favre thing here this summer? And I guess on a little bit of a lighter note, what'd you think of the story he told about you?
Well, he's beautiful. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's a Hall of Fame player, but he's also a Hall of Fame person. I mean, he's a character. So, I just told him that they're lucky they didn't give me the microphone for every one of those stories he has. I've got tenfold. So,
you just asked about Peterson, and then I go, what is Al Harris added to your staff?
Yeah, again, I was lucky enough to have Al as a player at Philadelphia before he went to Green Bay. And Al is a good person, and he's really developed in, it's been fun to watch, he's developed into a heck of a football coach. And so, you know, he has a son, Al Jr., who plays at South Carolina there, and so I watched him coach him, you know, when he first got here, and get him ready for that level. And kid goes down, and he's on the freshman all-conference team, and you know, and so listen, Al can coach, and it's neat to watch.
Does the defense here take on an entirely different demeanor with Clay lining up consistently on the inside?
Well, yeah, consistency is the word. He doesn't always line up there, so he's all over the place. And you know, when it's pass rush situations, you got to know where he's at because they move him around. And he's still, even as an inside backer, they still bring him. So I don't know how much that changes. And then they, you know, Peppers had a chance to compete against him here for a few years, and he's not bad either. And some of those young kids there, Neil and those guys, are good football players. So 76 isn't bad either on the inside. So Raji, I mean, that's a good front. So They do a nice job. Dom does a nice job with moving people around. So we've got to know where people are.
In a league full of good running backs, what stands out to you about Jamal and what he's been able to do as far as big plays and all that?
And Jamal's a good football player. He loves to play the game. Works, again, extremely hard at his job. He's consistent. You know, I mean, he can do so many things with him. He's just not a runner from the backfield. I mean, you move him out and throw to him. He protects. He blocks. In the run game part of it, if he handed it to somebody else, he's going to get in there and shake it up a little bit. So he's a good all-around football player.
What do you make of that streak with your receivers not scoring touchdowns? Does that matter at all to you? What do you think of that?
Well, I just care that we score touchdowns. I mean, I really don't get caught up in all that. Kind of, it's a pretty good streak, though. I mean, if you count the streaks, it's a pretty long one, but I'm sure it'll be broken.
In that same vein, Aaron hasn't thrown a pick at home in, I don't know, 2012, I think. Can you just talk about how difficult it is to defend a guy that is that accurate and just loads mistakes the way he does?
Oh, he's a good football player. That's what you know about him. And, that's quite a streak. That's pretty impressive.
You know, your guy doesn't turn it over either. Is he giving you what you were hoping for back when you got him a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Alex's. He's a good football player. Crazy, both those guys came out the same year. I mean, that's kind of a neat deal. I mean, those are two good football players.